All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cam Sutton released. It's one of the wilder stories where an incident takes place on March 7th. Some of the details are pretty horrific. Accusations, whatever you want to call it. There's an arrest warrant. They're talking about tracking his plate on, like, flock cameras and how it's pinged in the last 24 hours in the state of Florida. You know, you see kind of like a bolo put out there, if you know this man. It's just a very...
Yeah, his phone's been off for right. 2 weeks.
You essentially have an NFL player on the lam. Now, there are two ways this normally gets handled. I mean, you can wait for the league to suspend a guy, which could have financial consequence, or the team finds out what's going on and goes, nope, yeah, no, you're gone. Now, again, I don't have it in front of me. You know, there's not a huge, I would assume, there's not a huge financial negative impact here. But bottom line is, days ago, Rico, we talked about, look, they don't have any great needs. Right. We finished the offseason, well done. Well, now guess what? Cornerback becomes a need. And I will tell you, the Lions are going to have to do something that they probably don't want to do.
Draft a corner in the first
round? No, even better. I can give you a name of a corner that would be a Brad Holmes special, meaning a one-year deal.
Okay.
Stephon Gilmore.
Yeah.
You can't. I don't want the good work that they've done to be unwound by this incident and this release. Would you be in favor of going out and going, all right, we have the cap space, it's a one-year deal, pay him more than he's worth for 1 year and get him in here?
But see, I think this is one of those cases, Mike, as you like to say, both things can
be true. Oh, he did it again.
You can take Gilmore, but you also take your real cute CB1 with your first pick in the draft. Now, Brad Holmes was at the Alabama Pro Day yesterday, and normally when he goes down there, he ends up drafting Alabama players. Alabama has not one but two different corners that they could possibly be looking at with that pick 29, whether they want to move up or even move back to get one of those guys. But, yeah, you could take Gilmore for your immediate needs, and then you can go ahead and draft a guy. According to SpotTrack, an outright release. Lions take on 19.2 of dead cap, forfeiting 6.5 of cap space.
Well, I want to apologize to the listeners. I did not realize it would have that level on their cap, so I'm sorry, guys.
That's
a bad job by me.
But this could be something that Goodell has probably told Brad Holmes and the Lions, go ahead, I know what you want to do, we'll fix this later, but go ahead and get him off your roster now. And because if the NFL suspended him, it's basically no harm, no foul.
Yeah. Well, and I think we can just say this was a disastrous signing.
Yeah.
Now that it's done, obviously I tried to defend Cam Sutton in a way where it's like, look, I know he was bad, but he's not a lead corner. He got miscast. But you play terrible, then you do what you're accused of doing here in a domestic situation, and you end up getting released and you hurt the team. Disastrous signing.
Yeah.
Just is. So how do they fix it? You got to go get a corner.
Well, I think they did step one. Don't even play the PR game. You see what we see and they see. Let's just get rid of him, and then we'll fix this later. And I, I can't say for certain. I just got a feeling that the NFL is working hand in hand with the Lions, saying, do what you got to do. And I got a feeling that this dead cap money is going to come off the books, and they're going to be like, you know what? Go get another free agent. We're going to act like this never happened.
I'd love to know where that is in the bylaws. Let me know.
No, I'm saying, because I think that they're going to actively, the NFL will suspend him. The Lions are just kind of, instead of waiting and letting their name be tagged along with this, let's just separate ourselves now. We'll figure this out later. That's just my speculation.
Yeah, and that's fine. I'd love to hear from Lion fans on it. I mean, we actually had all reached a point of kind of like bliss. Offseason was done.
Things were just got too good.
Yeah, a lot of my fears were kind of put to the side once they got DJ Reader and Kevin Zeitler, and I'm like, okay, we're good. You know, I don't think it's perfect. Would I have done a little different? Well, yeah, sure. Who cares? Cam Sutton getting released creates a real issue now. Because you are sitting here and you do not have a second starting caliber corner. And you can't depend on Mosley off back-to-back blown out ACLs. And he played two snaps last year. And Amik Robinson is a slot nickel corner, period. Please do not call the show and sell him that at 5'8.5", he's playing the outside. He's not. Now, in a pinch, guy dies. Guy has a cramp. I need him for one play or a series. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think the ball bounces off his face mask going up against IU. But,
okay,
yes.
So TJ has just texted. This is excellent. So TJ has said, contracts in the NFL are void if you break personal conduct policy, which includes arrest.
All right, well, thank you, TJ.
TJ, well done, brother. Please, two hands on the wheel now. He drives very loose. He actually lets his spit bottle drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bottom line, I'd like to know from Lions fans, do we need to go out and sign someone right now? Like, can we all unite? I know this family has argued with each other. And people say, well, you got to let Brad cook and do all that. Okay, fine. Here's my point. You cannot go into the draft, to Rico's point, and have to play that kid day one, 700 snaps. They have got to bring in a corner. So, okay, if Brad doesn't want to do long-term commitments, go sign Stephon Gilmore.
You jump back in for Snead?
Look, man, the way I want to do it isn't just – it's not real. They're not going to do it the way I want to do it. Now, I'm fine with it as long as they win games. I'm making a point. I don't – what have I said since the beginning of free agency? I will not fall in love with any one player.
Right.
Rico, go get a legitimate starting corner, period. You do what has to be done to make this happen. You're a Super Bowl caliber team who just had their starting corner basically on the lam and get released. You can't just say, well, we'll sign someone else's fifth string water boy. No. Act like a big boy and make big boy moves. All right, Stephon Gilmore's old as dirt, but he had a good year last year. Give him a one-year deal for $10 million and you bring him in here. Then you draft a corner. Then you have, ready for it, depth. Sorry, I'd like to know where Lion fans are at with it. David, what do you got on Ticket Text? Talk to me.
Someone is agreeing with you, Rico, saying yes on Snead. They do want to go get him. Someone else is saying, yes, get Stephon Gilmore now. He needs to be a Detroit Lion tomorrow. Someone else says, I don't hear the Lions talking about culture right now.
Okay, look, I'm not going to sit here and blame the Lions for this because you don't know what everybody goes through in their own house, okay? He checked all the boxes and they thought that they had somebody. They didn't know that this was going to happen. I'm not blaming the Lions for this one iota.
No, the only thing I'll say is you're going to have good and bad signings, and the reasons for them will always be different, and sometimes it's unexpected. Bottom line, whether it was on the field or now off, Cam Sutton is a terrible signing, and he's gone. Period.
Someone suggesting a few other names for you guys. Xavien Howard, Adoree Jackson. That's from Jay and Warren. Another person is saying, won't you do the opposite of this, and you can draft a guy, but won't you go get Jadeveon Clowney, help the defensive backfield by signing him?
Now, you know I'm big on that. I mean, he is the king of one-year contracts.
Let this be
your year to sign him.
Say it again to you. I'm not arguing the idea. I'm telling you, I don't think they buy it. They signed Davenport. They brought back Kaminsky on a restructure. They have Pascal, and they are buying all the stock they can in James Houston. I just don't think they're doing it. So you're not wrong for bringing it up. I just don't think it's real.
Yeah, someone else is saying there's no way they go get Snead now. They took a chance on Sutton, and it didn't work. They're not taking another chance.
No, you're not going to give up more draft capital to get another corner. You did it with Carlton Davis. You need to go sign a veteran who likes money, who wants to play football for 1 year in Michigan and deal with our roads. And whether it's Xavien Howard, whether it's Stephon Gilmore, I don't care. Dig up Rod Woodson's body. Sign a vet. Bring someone in that I care about. I don't think it's good enough to just go out and be like, well, we found a kid from Romulus who played in the CFL. Come on, man. You can make fun of Cam Sutton, but the reality is he was never supposed to be a lead corner. All right, so now you don't have him. That's a problem. Now, I'll let Brad cook, but I hope we're bringing a corner in. 248-539-9797. Go ahead.
Yeah, someone else is saying, I hate what he's accused of. This is awful, but I'm glad the contract is off the books. He wasn't a good player.
According to TJ, who's hitting me with the player handbook, the only way you would be on the hook for this deal is if somehow he dodged all charges.
You sure don't seem like that's in the offing here.
Yeah. But we'll see. And it's until proven guilty, but that doesn't mean you have to play football for my team.
Yeah, and I applaud the Lions for just saying, you know what? No. This does show me they do have culture. They're not willing to just, as Jansen would say, letting it play out.
248-539-9797. All right, we'll get more of your ticket text, get some calls. We got deal breakers coming up as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.